Okay, welcome to our TRG meeting today. We have new members, two new members, Tricia Leplon from Crank Thornton, and she is replacing Vasilka, who stepped down. We have Sophie Mazol from AXA, and Sophie is appointed to replace Laurent, who also stepped down from the TRG. Welcome both, and thank you for joining this important group. We also have here today Derek Wright as an civil observer and in attendance for William. Having said that, I think we now go into the agenda, and we have received, since our last meeting, 46 new submissions, and we have three topics which are covered in agenda paper one, and this is all regarding investment components, and all the other topics are reported in agenda paper two, so not a detailed paper, more an overview paper. In our last meeting, we started to identify a trend in the type of submissions we are receiving, and I have said it already in the last meeting. So many submissions were covering more mechanical or narrow aspects of the requirements or include highly specific fact patterns. So we have discussed some of this September, in the September meeting, and considering the submissions received for this meeting, the trend continues, which means two things. First, I think companies are moving further along in the implementation process, which I think is a positive signal. But also the TRG, I think, has reached a certain maturity in its role. And this TRG is part of the educational support, the foundation provided for practice and supporting implementation. However, I think we are not here to create an accounting manual and or to provide a full analysis to every fact pattern submitted. I think more this is a role needs to be played going forward by practice, and it is a role between, I think, the auditors and the preparers, but not a case the role of the TRG. And because I think it fears that if we continue with this kind of discussion of detailed fact pattern, we really disrupting implementation, and that would then, I think, what we have seen in the past, we need a kind of quiet period before the standard is effective, because otherwise we're discussing things and people have to change processes, systems which they have already installed, and I think this would not be a good thing. So going forward, I think we will need to carefully balance what support will be helpful and what support may actually be unhelpful. We always said we need to give a quiet period, as I said, to finalize implementation, and I think we are close to that. So having said that, and I will maybe say some further words in the end of this meeting, do you have any comments so far before we starting agenda paper one? This is not the case. Then Roberta.